Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this little bite-sized political podcast, last one of the day. Don't forget, we have our live podcast later this evening. So I just wanted to talk to you folks about a bit of an update on the plans that the government has to force us all into electric vehicles and how, if you'll pardon the pun, the wheels are coming off that. As always, this podcast is sponsored by Now, we all know that electric vehicles are a complete scam. We're never all going to be in electric vehicles. That's not the intention. You know and I know what the purpose of electric vehicles are, and that is to get us off the roads altogether. That's what the purpose of them is. But what I thought was really interesting was I saw this from Bentley, as they say, Bentley. Now, I used to have a Bentley Continental. Very, very nice car to drive, it has to be said. High performance vehicles like that, all been internal combustion engines, but now some of them are trying to move to all V. But get this, Bentley Motors is pushing back its plans to transition to all electric vehicles by a couple of years amidst changes in market conditions and a delay in its first EV. I wonder why. CEO Adrian Hallmark said that the car maker remains committed to carbon neutrality and exclusively offering EVs, but it now plans to continue offering plug-in hybrids past 2030. It was a plug-in hybrid I had. Bentley is amongst a growing number of automakers to change, delay, or cancel ambitious EV plans as global adoption grows slower than many expected. Well, of course, is anybody surprised about this? I mean, if you have something like a Bentley or whatever, and you're trying to make it all electric and maintain the levels of performance in all the different areas, yes, the acceleration will be there because EVs are very fast in terms of acceleration, but there's other aspects of car performance. Bentleys, like many other cars, have lots of things built into them, you know, electronic systems and whatnot, which consume power quite dramatically. I remember my car had got, for example, like a massage seat thing in it. So you get a massage as you're driving. Well, that consumes a lot of power, and never mind heated seats and heated this, that, and the other, and all the bells and whistles. That all consumes. So Bentley are no different to just about every other car manufacturer. They're planning ahead, and they see that, for example, apparently they've been annoyed by the news that Keir Starmer says that if he gets elected, which he will, then by 2030, the internal combustion engine is going to be banned. That gives us, you know, what, 5-6 years? And that's it, according to Keir Starmer. But it gives the car manufacturers 5-6 years to get everything transitioned. Otherwise, they're out of business. So you see what an absolute mess it's going to be. And they intend that to be. I'm absolutely certain that the powers that be do not want us driving in any kind of a car. This nonsense that, oh, yeah, we're all going to transition to EVs. No, we're not. About maybe 5% of it, 5% of us will, and the 95% of us won't. And that's what they really want. Now, Rishi Sunak understood the incredible stupidity of 2030. So he said 2035. The correct date would be the 12th of never. But Keir Starmer says, no, Labour get in. We are committed to sustainability and carbon neutrality and blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be 2030. So if you're a manufacturer, and I mean, I know this from my own commercial background, you know, manufacturing production planning takes place over years. So you have to plan ahead very carefully over a series of years. But how can you do that when one politician saying 2030, that's it, the end for internal combustion engines, and another one saying 2035, the end for combustion engines? You know, it makes a... I think it must be very difficult in the car industry. They're being bullied by politicians who are doing the orders of the World Economic Forum masters and others to get us out of our cars. Ultimately, that's what the name of the game is here. They want us walking. They want us on bikes. They want us in 15-minute areas, 15-minute towns/cities, and they want us controlled. And the car has always been, people don't know, I mean, well, I've always understood this, and I dare say you probably have as well. The car is a manifestation of our freedom. I can jump in my car and go wherever I want, pretty much. They don't like that. They really don't like that. So therefore, the first thing is, well, it's all going to be electric vehicles. And then it's going to be, well, the electric vehicles are so expensive, you won't be able to afford them. And from an insurance point of view, we're going to make damn sure that you can't afford them anyway. And so the elite will be continued to drive EVs. They'll swan around in them, but you and I won't. And that's why, you know, Bentley itself is obviously seeing the writing on the wall, and it's going, whoa, we need to roll back in this. Oh, yes, we're totally super-duper committed, but not just yet. Let's watch and see what happens.